Davis Finney has joined us on Sports Byline, the former professional road bicycle racer. Again, he's a U.S. National Road Race champion, won a couple stages of the Tour de France and the bronze medal in cycling at the 1984 Olympics as well. I alluded before the break to just the state of the sport today. A lot has been said about it. It seems like it's kind of finding its way around right now. Is cycling lost to some degree right now?
Well, that's a good question. I'm sure you'd get a lot of answers if you wanted to speak to it from many different people's perspectives. I'm not sure if it's lost, but it's definitely trying to find its way through this miasma of doping allegations and whatnot. And, you know, one thing, I don't talk about drug use per se in the book, partly because I wasn't involved with it in my day, but also because there's such beauty in the sport that it's just a visual feast to watch a bike race and to be a part of a bike race. And that as much as anything is what I try to leave people with through my stories is that there's beauty in the difficulty of the effort. And whether you win or whether you finish last, which the first story of the I talk about in the book was a stage of the Tour de France where I finished nearly dead last, and yet it proved to be one of the best lessons I ever took from the sport and that I carry forward now.
One of the things, Davis, that when I think about cycling is the purity of it. I think that when you raced, there was no need for performance-enhancing drugs. There was something that was special in the challenge to the cyclist, and I think I'm right about that. Why did it change? What was it that drove everybody to thinking, well, I'm going to break the rules here, and I'm going to try to do something else? Why did it get away from ability?
I think that the initial drive for that was brought about by various sports physiologists, doctors, who realized that there was a way beyond training where they could markedly improve performance. And with endurance sports, that's been proven to make a significant advantage. And so it wasn't that the athletes were seeking as desperately to find ways to improve their performance illegally, but certain doctors weighed in, and then when word gets out, like in baseball, I think as we discussed previous to the show, as word gets out, oh well, so and so's on the juice, and look how good he's going, and whether it's true or not, then everybody wants to get on that bandwagon, and it just became a place where the peloton, as it's known, the collective group of riders in the pro game, we're all under the same gun, where it was like, well, if you're not the fastest rider out there, you're not competitive, you're not going to have a job.
When you take a look at those that are competing, did money come into play at all? I mean, the fact that they could become world famous then, and also the money?
Oh, well, certainly money is at, if not the root, you know, one of the roots of the that leads towards this, you know, leads the sport astray, I guess I would say, because with the advances of the sport in the 80s, then in the 90s, suddenly winning the Tour was worth a small fortune. And so for a low level rider to be 5% better, and that made the difference between him being a mediocre professional and being able to win a race like at the Tour de France, and that would secure him income, which would see him live a happy life for the rest of his days. That's pretty enticing.
An observation on my part, having covered sports, all different types of sports, for a long period of time, even though they've had rules in effect in baseball, have rules in effect in football as well, there always is the report of the athlete who is, you know, found to be cheating, found to be taking performance-enhancing drugs. It seems like it's always continuing, and I think it's because everybody wants to test the testing system to see if they can beat the system to some degree. Is that ever going to change in sports? I mean, is the mindset now winning at all costs, no matter what the sport might be, whether it's cycling, football, baseball, basketball?
I don't think so, and I hope not. I mean, my son, who's 20 and involved in the sport, you know, he certainly does not feel that way, and he takes great pride in winning on his own.
Well, you
abilities.
Wouldn't let him, would you? I mean, he has to answer to you, I'm sure, if he did.
No, worse than that, he has to answer to his mother. And no, you know, but there's this great crop of new riders coming from America, four or five of whom have the capability to become the best riders in the world. And none of them come from that thinking where you know, to me that's old school thinking. That is the past of the sport. But you know, I have to hope that the future is going to be brighter and cleaner for all sports, but certainly for the sport I love, cycling.
You talk about it in the book, The Happiness of Pursuit, and I get the sense in the book that you probably learned more from maybe your defeats than you did from your successes. Am I correct in that observation?
Absolutely. I learned more about how deep I could draw in, I could draw into myself, or how much I could draw out of myself, I guess I would say. But the victory is an interesting metaphor for me because I have a foundation now like Michael J. Fox, and only it's in my name, the Davis Finney Foundation. And where victory is a theme with us, but it's not really a theme about crossing a finish line first as much as acknowledging simple positive aspects of every given day. Because with a disease like Parkinson's, where I translate my race wins of back in the day now into victories, is more about finding ways to feel to enjoy my day and make my day better right at the moment.
I have found in the athletes that I've talked to over the years, those that have been faced with challenges like yours, the discipline of sport, and particularly the discipline of sport for the individual athlete, meaning those that compete in individual sports, has really helped them. Can you say that as well? That discipline of what you had to do as a solo cyclist has helped you to deal with this?
Absolutely. Because it's, you know, your training, in a sense, is in with the disease. You have to monitor yourself very well, and I think being an athlete helps you become self-aware, and that's very important with a disease like Parkinson's. How are my medicines working for me today, and what affects me positively and negatively, and then with, you know, again, a real message that I leave is the benefits of being active. And the benefits of being able to engage in the world. And that takes a certain amount of confidence. And that confidence, for me, comes from being an athlete and feeling, you know, feeling my whole self and putting my whole self out there on the line as I once did as a bike racer. Well, now I'm somewhat less physically, but I think that mentally, I cannot let down my guard. I can't let my guard down. And so in that way, you know, being an athlete has been really very, very helpful.
In the early challenge, early part of this challenge, how much was it you dealing with denial? Because as a highly skilled athlete, almost denying that this could happen to somebody like Davis Finney.
Well, that's a great question, Ron, because I denied my symptoms for somewhat of 10 years, and it took me getting to the point where I was visibly shaking and tremoring like a leaf to get to go find the right diagnosis. But up until that point, even though I'd had a lot of disparate and different symptoms of something being wrong, I always felt like, well, I'll just get another massage or maybe try a different vitamin or mineral. That'll fix it. That'll fix it. Of course, it didn't. But I look at that now as somewhat of a denial.
We got about 30 seconds. Do you remember the moment when you finally did accept it?
Absolutely. And it was we were living in Italy, and it was just a matter of going out and realizing that I don't have to ride as fast as I once did to enjoy the journey. And that was and so now I affectionately call myself Turtle Boy.
Hold on just a second. A very inspirational story from Davis Finney, former professional road bicycle racer. And we'll continue with this story as we continue across the country and around the world on Sports Byline.